You're listening to Rhema for Today.
In fact, most all of the correction that we have for the church today comes from the two epistles that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. You ever thought about that before? It does. And he talked in those Corinthian letters, he talked to them about everything from love, from the Lord's Supper, to living right, to how the gifts of the Spirit should operate, and so forth and so on. Yet, the Corinthian church, Paul says so himself, is the most carnal bunch that he ever seen. That's probably the reason we get so much correction from it. We're not as spiritual as we think we are. And I want you to notice I said we. I added myself. I didn't say you. I said we collectively. So don't get mad at the pastor because I said you're as carnal. The pastor said all of us were.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
The kingdom of God has suffered much damage by people who have heard the faith message once or twice and they run off hollering this and confessing this and so forth and so on, and everything comes crashing down around their ears. And then some pastor tries to explain to them that faith is real, but you've got to have a little common sense and realize that you got to walk in love, and they don't want to listen to that. They won't go listen to that evangelist or that teacher that pumps them up, makes them feel good. I think about if all the faith teachers out there would have to pastor for a couple, 3 years, they'd change some of the way they do things. Because see, they can come bopping in for 3-4 services. But they don't have to live with those people day in and day out. The pastor got to live with them. After they're gone, he's got to straighten up all the messes that they caused. I teach my evangelists in Rhema Training Center. I talk to them about all this kind of stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, you find an evangelist or a teacher that comes in, points the people back to the pastor, builds the people up with good solidness and not just a bunch of whoopee. Friend, I'm going to tell you what. The pastor has to live with them. I believe that if we'll get to studying the love message and quit running off on tangents. You see, everybody in the charismatic move, they're over here, they're over here, they're over here, they're over here, they're over yonder, they're here, they're here, they're there, they're over there. And the reason is because they don't have a foundation. So they continue to run over to this place and run to this place. And this is where it's happening this week. And this is where it's happening next week. Friend, if there's anything that's needed in the charismatic circles, it's commitment. And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to have commitment unless you have love. Because love helps you to overlook obstacles. Now, how much of our church doctrine and correction for the church, how much of it do we receive from the two letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church? Huh? In fact, most all of the correction that we have for the church today comes from the two epistles that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. You ever thought about that before? It does. Man, he talked in those Corinthian letters, he talked to them about everything from love, from the Lord's Supper, to living right, to how the gifts of the Spirit should operate, and so forth and so on. Yet, the Corinthian church, Paul says so himself, is the most carnal bunch that he ever seen. That's probably the reason we get so much correction from it. We're not as spiritual as we think we are. And I want you to notice I said we. I added myself. I didn't say you. I said we collectively. So don't get mad at the pastor because I said you was carnal. The pastor said all of us were. I am sure if we take out the yardstick of God's love and begin to measure ourselves, that at the top of our paper we're going to have to put the big F. Fail. There's nothing that any of us in school dreaded to see worse than that big red F on the top of a paper. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, that hurts, doesn't it? Woo! And then on top of that, you've got to go home and show it to mama and daddy. And that hurts even more. And then the Board of Education is applied to the seat of learning. And that hurts too. But why have we failed? Why do we have to stamp failure on our personal score sheet? It's not because we are failing willfully, but I believe it's because in the churches on Wednesday and Sunday, morning and night, that the whole gospel has not been fully preached. Part of the gospel is being preached. Healing, salvation, gifts of the Spirit, prosperity, faith. And those are all Bible doctrines. They all need to be preached. But friend, everything that we attain and everything that... Oh, and it's 12 o'clock. I got to hurry. Everything that we have. Sorry, I didn't... My mind said... Anyway. Everything that we have is based on love. It is based on love. Without love, we're not going to receive anything from God. You see, you can't do anything about the past. I can't do anything about my past. Except ask the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to cover it. But I can change the future. I can do something about tomorrow. I can't do one thing about yesterday. I've already written that page in its history. But I can do something about tomorrow. I can change tomorrow. I can change my destiny. You see, we're talking about a faith that works by love. I'm talking about a kind of faith that will take the Word of God and get the sin out of your life. Uh-oh. You don't hear very much about sin in charismatic circles. Friend, there needs to be something said about sin. It exists. And I want you to notice John 3:16 said, For God so loved that He gave. Many people today are saying that you need to confess every sin that you've ever done. You need to get involved in inner healing. Drag up everything you think of. That's a bunch of malarkey. We say down in Texas, that's a bunch of baloney with a capital B. You don't need to drag up everything out of your past. All it will do is put you in more condemnation. You've got enough right now to think about without going back and digging up in the past. Take the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and cover those sins. Cover it with the love that God gave. What kind of love was it? He gave His Son that we might be free. I'll tell you something. If we begin to realize some of these things, we'll begin to find out that we are our own problem. In other words, we are the one that is causing our own prayers not to be answered. It's really not the devil. You know, the devil's like the president. Everything goes wrong, he gets the blame for it, whether he had anything to do with it or not. Now, I don't have anything good for the devil, but what I'm trying to say and to get you to realize is that not everything is the devil's fault. A lot of things that are happening is your own fault. And the devil's taking advantage of it then. You understand me? And I just got the introduction taken care of. But I'm going to tell you. With the introduction, I have laid a foundation to begin to talk about the work of love in your life. And friend, if you want to get the power of God working for you in your faith, then you need to find out about love. Father, we thank You for the Word of God. I thank You, Father, that You have ministered to us today. We have talked to these people about a subject that is very important.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/ and apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.